At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
A fairy tale ending could be just around the corner for some of you creepy single Disney adults. No, I apologize. I'm judging so hard.
Crazy.
I'm judging right out the gate. It's Peaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy last week. And hit us up if you guys have heard of this. An app developer took to TikTok with a big announcement for Disney fans looking to make love connections. Mm-hmm. And went from wholesome and sweet to creepy. Single Riders is a proposed new dating app that aims to connect Disney fans, fanatics, if you will, along with other theme park enthusiasts.
Yeah.
And so basically, this app, Single Riders, echoes Disney World's Single Rider line, which I'm not familiar with, but it allows unaccompanied park guests to mingle and fill empty seats effectively, which also cuts down on the wait time.
So basically, like, when you're going to a theme park of any sort and you want to ride with your friends or your family, whoever it is that you go with, you typically have to wait in line longer to get in a car together or whatever the case may be. But if you're a single rider, you can kind of just pop on because they're just trying to fill the spots. That's kind of the whole point of the line. But this app, okay, let's talk about it because I heard about it yesterday and I was like, wait, what? I'm not here to just like take a dump all over Disney adults. Like,
fine.
You guys do what you need
you
to do.
You don't have to. I'll be.
That's totally
I'll do it.
Fine. I know we have some Disney adults in the building, so I don't want to start a war I can't finish. But I think the issue that I'm taking with this is Disney is like really meant for kids. Like, I feel like when you are younger, you are introduced to these movies and they kind of shape your entire childhood. And if you choose to forego this lifestyle as you get older, totally up to you. But the issue that I have with it is like this thing that was made specifically for children was this wholesome, loving thing. And now it's like kind of bleeding into like sex and sexual tension and relationships,
well,
and fantasies,
sure.
And I feel like
we're talking
it's
about
tainting Disney as a whole, if I'm being honest.
Tainting Disney?
Yeah.
Disney's been tainted for 40 years. It's been creepy. We all played the Disney store game in the mall, right? If you worked at the Disney store in the mall, everybody was shacking up with everybody else. Everybody was hooking up in the mall in that store.
Is that the game? You were just going and hooking up with people?
No, the game was you couldn't get into the store, walk all the way back, touch the wall, and come all the way back without somebody greeting you and saying hello.
Well, that's just good customer service.
You couldn't get in and out.
That's just good customer service.
People are saying I go to parks alone, and it would be awesome to have a feature that shows if other singles are at the parks at the same time. And I get that. But is a Disney-themed dating app, is that adorable or is it creepy?
Now, I will say this. Disney is not affiliated with this app whatsoever. This is just like a complete third-party app. It's being developed at the moment. Like, it's not launched. It will be launched later this year, according to the bearded Joe nerd, whatever the guy's name is, on TikTok. But what people are saying about the app is he's kind of asking for feedback of what they would want to see. And like you said, Moose, that one feature of if other singles are in the park.
Right.
But a lot of it has to do with maybe not even necessarily being in the park, just like loving the park. And I guess that the bigger question this morning is like, could you make an app over anything?
Oh, no, you totally can. I'm laughing because I'm reading.
I only like to poop in the morning. Singles.com. Like what? I don't understand.
Well, you know, most people do if they're regular. Michelle texted in and goes, okay, but Disney adults are some of the happiest, most loyal people in the world. I'd rather date that than a gym bro who's going to ghost me after 2 weeks. You make a good point.
My mind goes to places that I don't even know are appropriate to share on air, but like...
Oh, but you're going to do it anyways?
I'm probably going to do it anyways. With the ears, and I'm wondering, like, how far is this really going to go? And is there different levels to this app? Like, is it just like, hey, like, I really like to watch Disney movies and be nostalgic? Or is it like, hey, I'm in full costume, like, come find
me. Yeah, so, you know, a good buddy of mine is 38, and he dresses up in the whole Star Wars outfit and the gear, and he's got the lightsaber, and he goes alone. And I wanted to have an intervention with him and ask, you know, hey, listen. If you have an inner child that's dying to get out, I mean, I'm not going to poo-poo you.
Therapy.
But would you trust someone who says their dream honeymoon is at Epcot?
No. Someone who's like wants to get proposed to at Disney? No. Absolutely not.
She tells you she bought a new outfit for the honeymoon. She walks out the bathroom in a Chewbacca outfit.
No, fully.
You think you can handle this?
She's dressed as Medusa. We're like, wait, what? Okay.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Have you heard about all the drama going down in Fishers right now with the fire department?
Yes.
Yes. He goes, no.
No.
He goes, I don't even know where Fishers is. So Fishers is like... kind of between Pittsford and Victor. Like, it's not even like a real... It is a real place. Okay.
What's the population of Fishers?
I don't know. But all I know is it's not... It's this in-between, right? And there's a lot of drama right now over the Fishers Fire Department District, okay? And they're trying to eliminate it because they're saying there's no need for it and there's Pittsford and Victor's and all of the things, right?
Well, I'm trying to find the population, but the only thing that Google comes up with is types of fish in upstate New York.
Perfect.
Northern pike.
Which is like ordering Fisher, like,
suspenders. So what happened?
So basically, everyone's up in arms. Like, the town is going against the people who are, you know, trying to fight for this fire department to stay in the community and why it should stay. But they're saying it should be completely dissolved because of taxes and financial instability and all of the things. But this has been going on for quite some time. And there is an option tonight for community members to voice their opinion. There will be a public meeting held tonight. So attendees wishing to address the District Board of Commissioners will be required to go tonight, check in, and be called up in groups to speak their mind. This is such a polarizing issue, and it's splitting, like, the whole town.
I guess what I don't understand about this whole situation is, why would you dissolve this department?
They're saying there's no need for it because
they don't have fires where they're from?
No, they do have fires where they're from, but, like, Pittsford is so close, and so is Victor. Or Farmington, one of them. And they're like, well, why are we as taxpayers paying for this if we have this right near us? But at the end of the day, when you dissolve something like this that is so readily available to you, and now you're competing with other towns in addition to yours, it's obviously going to cause some friction and some issues. So if you... do you have a strong opinion on this, or if you just want to find out more because you live in and around this area and you think it's going to affect you or your family's safety, the meeting is tonight, set to start at 7 p.m. and it will be held at District 2, or Station 2, excuse me, on High Street in Victor. So you can go, voice your concerns, kind of learn a little bit more. But this is a big thing that's happening in and around that area.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, especially within that area, calling this decision completely reckless.
Right.
Others are like, get rid of it. You know, that's time will tell what happens with it.
Correct.
Coming up on the show, how many adults are still making their relationships Facebook official? Is it still a thing? Or are we officially too grown to be updating our love life like that? Very interesting topic. We're going to break it down and get into it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free. And always.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Is will be.
Let's talk about this. How many adults are still making their relationship Facebook official? Is it still a thing?
That's the biggest question we're asking.
Or are we too grown to be updating our love life like that on Facebook? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So how many people are updating their relationship status on Facebook? Is it really that important? Our friend Natalie, who's on the phone this morning, says, well, if you're not doing that, then you obviously have something to hide. Hi, Natalie. What's up?
Hey, yeah. So I'm that person who believes, yeah, like if you're in a relationship with me, you need to change your status on Facebook. I don't think that that's outdated.
Posting your relationship status?
No, I think it's important. Like if you're dating someone and they won't post you or change their status, that to me is like automatic red flag.
If they're not posting you on Facebook, that's a red flag. Okay, tell us more. I'm interested in this. So are you in a relationship now?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. It wasn't like a diabolical question. It was just a yes or no.
So Natalie, tell us, just like break it down. Like, why is this so important to you? Because I'm assuming it is.
Yeah, because think about it. Like if I'm giving you my time and my body and my heart, like you can let everyone know that we're officially in a relationship. I mean, okay. Like what would you be hiding from? I just feel like that's really shady, right?
Well, I guess it depends on who you're dating and how old they are. I think a majority of the people that do, it's giving middle school energy.
Yeah, I also just feel like there's a difference between like hard launching someone on Instagram and like changing your relationship status on Facebook, because like personally for me, and I think I can speak for a lot of other millennials, like Facebook isn't really that important to us, or me, I should say, because it's just not like a heavily used medium.
Okay. Well, I disagree, because I think any person, man or woman, who says I'm not on Facebook like that, like, shut up. Like, who doesn't use Facebook or social media? This is like, it's 2025.
There are people that don't use Facebook, though. You know that.
I mean, I look at my Facebook, it's like a business card. Like, people need to know everything about me.
Okay, so how quick before you made your boyfriend change his relationship status on Facebook?
Hilarious that you know that I had to make him, but yeah, I did.
By the sound of things, I'm assuming you did.
Yeah. I made him update his relationship status in the first month. And guess what? We're still together.
Well, I love that, because that would be really embarrassing if you had to change it 3 months later.
But I mean, here's the thing. Like, I feel like you have to set the standard right up front. And if you want to be publicly claimed, like if that means someone is overbearing, then that's fine. But at least like I know my worth.
Yeah. Listen, I think when it comes to relationships and social media, it adds a whole nother layer. And there are some people that are in a relationship where one person's, for my own relationship, for example, one person is like super into social media, maybe even part of a job type of situation. And the other person's like, I could not care less about this.
Yeah.
I think that it affects the relationship, because if that person's not being posted or they are being posted too much, it can just add a layer of stress to the relationship that, like, doesn't really need to be there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how many people actually agree with Natalie. Is making a Facebook official still a thing in your 20s and 30s? How, by the way, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Natalie?
I'm 27. And, I mean, by the way, asking your partner to make sure everyone knows they're taken, that is not a lot to ask for.
And if they refuse to change that relationship status on Facebook, how would you respond to that?
Well, that's fine, but don't get mad when I assume you're cheating or messaging your ex behind my back.
That's the first place you would go. Have you been burned in the past? Is that safe to say?
Yeah. And I'm not going there again. We're grown. If you're serious about me, you should be proud to show me off.
To Mark Zuckerberg and friends.
Okay, 585-252-9800. If you guys want to weigh in, we'd love to hear your comments on this. I don't think what Natalie is asking for is a lot, but at the end of the day, it is still a struggle that some people face within a relationship. Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you.
Let's get some of your texts coming in right now. Mike says, people who think not posting is shady, but oversharing is the real red flag, you guys, because if you're uploading kissing selfies every 3 days, we all know that relationship is dying behind the scenes. Ashley says, I was with a guy for 2 years who never posted me. Said social media is not important. Turns out I was the side chick. So yeah, I'm with Natalie on this one. If you're proud of me, then you need to change your status to in a relationship. If not, why are you hiding? What are you hiding from?
This person says, Natalie is cringe. There, I said it. This person says, hey, it's Terry. I've been married for 10 years and we've been together for 14. And I think my Facebook still says that I'm single. I mean, listen, pop all the way off. If that's not important to you and that's not something that you value, then you can't make that a thing if it's not a thing. You can't make yourself value something that you just don't value. Like, you just can't. Especially something that's not important.
Danielle says, Facebook official, this is in 2010. If your relationship only feels real after status change, your connection is probably not that deep. Hi, good morning, Eliana.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm so good. What's your take on this morning? Did you change your Facebook status to married 40 years ago?
No, but I'm available. I didn't change it, but I'm available.
You're single and ready to mingle. What did you think of Natalie's?
Single and ready to mingle.
What did you think of Natalie's phone call? Would you agree or disagree?
I like her. I like her attitude. I like the fact that she knows what she's worth.
Uh-huh.
And if a guy, whether he has a Facebook account or doesn't have a Facebook account, these days most people have it. Doesn't matter how old you are.
Right.
If you're not ready to put up, look, I'm dating this one, I'm into her, then it's shady.
Well, is that what it takes? But it takes a Facebook status change? Listen, I just find this interesting because...
I'm not saying it takes that to feel that. I'm just saying, you know, she suggested, why don't you do that? And, you know, let people know we're dating. And he said, sure, no problem. Some people need a push.
Some people do need a push.
If somebody's not willing to put it out there, then forget it. I'm moving on.
Have you ever been in a relationship where the guy needed a little push?
I am in one.
Right now?
He needs a push every day about everything.
I thought you just told us you were single.
I am single. This is why he needs a push.
This is tea.
This is why he needs a push.
Okay, got it. Wow. Got it. Okay.
Diabolical.
You're
I love her
you
so
understand?
Much. I love you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, we totally understand.
Push. All right. I still need to push.
Wow.
When I got it, then I wouldn't have to push no more.
All right. So Eliana's looking. She's according to her, single and ready to mingle. Thanks for the call.
She's married and single. Let's hit it.
I find it so interesting, though, because I can't begin to tell you how many happy anniversary posts I've seen on Facebook right before someone changed their status to single or divorced.
Well, I think the old saying goes, and I've said it so many times, and I'll say it again, the longer the tribute post is to your partner, the more you hate each other. That's just the bottom
Big
line.
Time. I'll go over to our friend.
Paragraphs on paragraphs. We've been through a lot of hard things. It's not good if it starts out, we've been through a lot of hard things. It's never good.
I once wrote a poem to my girlfriend in a senior year of high school. And I don't know. I look back now. I was like, that was probably not the right words to use. I was like, we've been dating for 3 months, but it's truly felt like 3 years.
She's like,
Rachel says, I get both sides. But honestly, if your first instinct is change your status or I assume you're cheating, you're not ready to be in a relationship. Deal with your past baggage, sweetie.
Yeah. It's not your current partner's fault that you were cheated on. Like, that's just not it.
Is she still? Eliana?
Oh, she just hung up.
Oh, yes. Hook her up with my uncle. Listen, the biggest question this morning we need to ask is making a Facebook official about transparency or insecurity?
Right.
And I guess it really depends who you ask. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.